Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are here to recap The Bachelor.
Yep.
Honestly, this shit's exhausting. This.
I thought this episode was boring. Did you think it was boring?
Very boring.
Right?
Very boring. I mean, we're at the end. I think mm-hmm. we're all just kind of like fed up and tired.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, just there was nothing.
I think he's acting like and saying the exact same thing to all three people. And that is what's so boring.
Yes.
I'm like,
he said, I'm comfortable. What did he say? I have it in my notes somewhere. Like, I feel very comfortable. I don't know. There's some term he was saying that he literally said with all three of them.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like hard to make a distinction here.
Mm-hmm.
I have some thoughts. I have some initial thoughts on this father situation.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's do it. Yes. What do you think?
I'm going to just do my soapbox off.
So we can just
speed on back.
Okay.
I'm tired. All right. So I understand Matt wanted, allegedly, clarity on reconciling with his dad. But I have two issues with this.
Mm.
First issue. His dad was clearly blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
He came there, you know, all happy and go lucky, celebrate mm-hmm. Matt's success, as mm-hmm. he said. And it's clear that that's what was told to him for him to come. So this is going to mm-hmm. be a moment where he gets to sit and celebrate his son.
Mm-hmm.
He is then blindsided on camera on national television mm-hmm. with a confrontation with his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Felt icky. Felt like we should not be watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It felt like trauma porn for the sake of ratings.
Yes. Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
Now, second point, this father-son moment, because when I say like trauma porn for the sake of ratings, it was very reminiscent of Dean's hometown from Rachel's season,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. We're all watching it. We all know damn well we should not be watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
felt like everybody there was just being exploited.
Yeah.
And I get it. We're here to make a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference between Dean and Matt, obviously, is race. And mm-hmm. with this scene, there's just like a complete lack of sensitivity around stereotypes of black men and black fathers.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we met Matt James on Good Morning America during his announcement, lest we forget, 2 minutes after they introduce his name, we are shown a picture of him and his white mom.
White mom, yeah.
Like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It was very odd mm-hmm. and very obvious to anybody mm-hmm. with two eyes and can see what's happening here. We're immediately told he's biracial.
Mm-hmm.
I know he looks black as hell, but he's half white.
Don't worry. Yes.
Uh-huh. Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
He was raised by his white mom, and
mm-hmm.
his black dad is not in the picture. We are told that from second one of meeting Matt James.
Yeah.
Then every single episode from there on out, we are told by Matt, and I'm not blaming Matt. I'm blaming the editors and producers who shoved this narrative at us.
Yeah.
We are told through Matt's own words constantly that he comes from a broken home.
Mm-hmm.
His single mom raised him.
Yep.
His dad left the family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're told this numerous times in the first 5-6 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know Matt James's hair story. He had a whole conversation with Chelsea. I don't know that story.
Nope.
I don't know his thoughts on George Floyd's murder. I know where Michelle stands on it. Didn't get a word from Matt. I don't know his thoughts on being the first Black Bachelor, other than that bullshit conversation he had with Chris Harrison in night one, where he talked about his fear of, you know, pissing people off and people with old school thoughts and blah, 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 blah. But what I do know is he got a white mama and a white daddy who left the family.
Yeah, that's a fact that I know. Yeah.
They have shoved this narrative down our throats, a narrative that is Matt James's truth. I'm not getting away. This is his truth. But it also, in the same light, tells a very horrible media stereotype of Black men as absentee fathers. A stereotype that a lot of white people believe. Because that's all they're fucking shown on television. All we see are Black men are not good fathers. Black women are all single moms. The Black nuclear family is non-existent. Black people lack family values. All of this is the context behind Matt James's story. And none of this is taken into consideration, and none of this is treated with any morsel of sensitivity when they decided to film this Black man having a conversation with his absent Black father. ABC, you announced this man in June. You had months to get a team of Black producers, Black story editors, Black consultants together to make sure this man's story is told responsibly. And that scene with him and his dad let me know that no such team existed.
Not for The Bachelor.
Nope.
No. I know it's more about Ivan's brother. Like,
I know all about Ivan and Tasia and Black Lives Matter and how they dealt with it over the summer. We know a lot about Ivan's brother in jail and that whole situation. The Black Bachelor.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I know nothing. You know nothing. They gave no lead up to this moment with his father.
None. No. Nothing.
And it was so, so obvious that whatever team that we are all hoping and expecting that they had put together between June and when they started filming the show, that team didn't exist.
No.
Because there was no sensitivity in understanding how do we tell this man's story, a story that is very sensitive because it is also a media stereotype. It's his truth, but it's also a stereotype.
Yeah.
How do we tell this in a way that is very responsible and sensitive?
No, they didn't have any.
So that's all I got, because this shit is just... It's just irritating. Yeah. It's just so irritating. Like, to have expectations and to think they had so much time to get this shit together and they did nothing with that time. And
nothing.
Blasting about how horribly they showed his black father. Like, why are we having this conversation? Y'all had so many months to get this shit right. I don't get it.
And you guys know... I will say, you guys know how wretched your audience can act. I've seen, I've seen since the Chris Harrison thing, people say, you probably don't even have a dad, you coon. I've seen that. I've seen the Bachelor people say that to people on Twitter and shit. So this is something that it's been a narrative for decades. And it's been passed down to people like Rachel Corcano. And it's something that, like you said, white people in, especially in this audience, fully believe. Like,
fully.
Fully believe. And this is just perpetuating that narrative instead of telling a nuanced story, which they are not incapable of doing.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's just, just racism really is what it is.
It's just so unfortunate. It's
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I don't know. Also, I feel like for Matt, when I was looking at Matt, because this conversation had me quite emotional. Looking at Matt really be the child in this situation was very upsetting to me, because those are two grown people. And he was really talking like, Dad, you left me. Dad, you left me at the bus stop and you didn't pick me up. That's the same person who was talking. And there comes a time, especially when you become an adult, when you humanize your parents, because... At that moment where his dad said, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it, son. And I'm going to do better. At that moment, I was like, Matt, you probably believe him. And that's like a 60-something-year-old man who started multiple families after cheating on your mom. He's most likely not going to do better.
Yeah.
This is something that you have to reconcile with you. This is, it's, that's what's most important. If this is like what you're trying to do before you get engaged, you have to reconcile this, because that man who's been acting like this for probably over half your life and probably the whole time you've been alive, he's been acting just like this.
Yeah.
Doesn't know better. His dad was murdered when he was five. No example, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And just like seeing Matt have that glimmer of hope to cling on to rather than actual resolution was really upsetting. Because he became the child once again. And this is a moment where you need to step up and be an adult. And it's hard to be that when you're talking to your parent. You still want to be the child when you're talking to your parent.
Yeah.
Especially when you want to resolve something that happened a long time ago.
Right.
Also, I feel that the brother deserves this conversation as well. And the brother was nowhere to be found, because this happened to his brother too. His brother also deserved this apology, no matter how, you know, real it was or not. So, the lack of care that this was handled was really, really upsetting. If you guys want to check out any actual resources on why this is so upsetting, exactly the narrative behind the black family, Soledad O'Brien has a Black in America series that came on like 15 years ago. I'm sure it's somewhere. I'm sure it's on Hulu or YouTube TV or something. I'm sure it's somewhere. It's a 6-part series. It goes by quick, and it just breaks down since Black people could vote to 2000.
Today,
what happened to the Black family?
Mm-hmm.
So that you guys can understand the anger that we have about this conversation.
Yep.
Whew. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.